USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is doubling down on her decision to reject two Republicans from the committee that will investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. She said she's not ruling out appointing additional Republicans to the select committee that was formed to investigate the violent breach at the Capitol.
There are some members who would like to be on it, but we'll see.
The Speaker defended her refusal to accept two Republicans to the panel, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, citing previous comments and actions from them about the riot. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the other three Republicans he named to the panel won't participate in a sham process.
Because it's not going to change the outcome of what it seems like a predetermined or already written report.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who was selected by Pelosi, will serve on the panel. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch said that her office asked the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade as part of its fight to defend the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The office filed a brief saying the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling failed to settle the issue of abortion once and for all. The brief said the only way to reconcile the competing interests is to return the matter to legislators, not judges. The U.S. Supreme Court in May agreed to hear Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which challenges Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi's only abortion clinic sued the state after Governor Phil Bryant signed the ban into law in 2018. It made exceptions for medical emergencies and severe fetal abnormality, but not in cases of incest or rape. A federal judge in Mississippi struck down the law in late 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NFL officials say coronavirus outbreaks among the unvaccinated players may lead to forfeits this season. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. Video shows the huge structure appearing to collapse on top of a stage, which was empty. The sold-out festival is to span 3 days and is featuring acts including Travis Scott and Post Malone. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.